With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, one of the TV's biggest shows is back. This. You immediately know what we're talking about once you actually hear that. I'm obviously talking about White Lotus. White Lotus season 3 has returned, but you're going to have to get used to this. Connie, you don't seem too annoyed about this.
I like it. New season, new tune.
Yeah, I know, but for two full seasons, we've had the exact same tune. Tracy Clifford was playing that yesterday, and I was like, what is she doing? I was like, what is this like weird remix? I just thought, like, you know, being a DJ extraordinaire, she'd like remixed it, and I was like, go back
in
your box.
In the studio last night, doing a new version of the song, you know?
We are talking, obviously, about White Lotus, right? And
yes.
The previous seasons took place in Hawaii and Italy, and season 3 is about to take place in a fictional White Lotus Hotel Resort in Thailand. Now, Conor Bean, you're obviously here.
Yes.
You are bed into it right now. Before we get into season 3, let's talk about White Lotus in general, because it's pulled everybody in. And it's like, it's one of those things I'm like, I can never explain why it's so big.
Yes. So the first season was a big hit a couple years ago. It was a character study about a bunch of rich people in a luxury resort in Hawaii, as you mentioned. It was intended to be a limited series and a one-off. But the response to the show, in particular Jennifer Coolidge's character of Tanya, who immediately became a fan favourite, meant that it got brought back for a second season. And so season 2 in 2022 brought back Jennifer Coolidge as Tanya, but also moved everything to Italy. We got names like Aubrey Plaza and Theo James in the mix. That second season turned up the sex and the suspense, and even I think the location was a little bit more glamorous. So that made the show a proper pop culture moment. Now, because of the actors and writers strike in Hollywood, season 3 has taken a bit longer to get to us. And they also filmed it over like 8 or 9 months in Thailand. But finally, we are back in the world of the White Lotus, which is a luxury kind of hotel and spa chain. That means the show can kind of go anywhere in the world as long as there's a White Lotus in it.
So smart. It's an ensemble show for sure. Mm-hmm. But what kind of characters are in the new season, and who are some of the cast that people may recognise?
I mean, I just love that it's such a fun mix of people. The hotel setting means you get to know the staff who work there, and you get to know a bunch of kind of privileged and pampered guests who come to experience the luxury of the White Lotus. The history of the Ratliff family, who aren't a million miles from the spoiled family we met in season 1. There's Rick and Chelsea, an age gap couple who definitely have some kind of story going on. My favourite so far are these three best gal pals who are on a girls trip. One of them is a famous actress, and she's kind of treating her two friends to a holiday. Mm-hmm. Belinda from season 1, played by Natasha Rothwell, is back as well. And there's hotel staff galore. Walton Goggins, who's been in Fallout, Justified, Sons of Anarchy, he's there. His girlfriend's played by Amy Lou Wood from Sex Education, who already feels like a standout. Yeah. It's just funny hearing a Manchester accent on White Lotus. Michelle Monaghan from the Mission Impossible movies and True Detective, she is the famous actress on the girls trip. Carrie Coon is one of her friends. She's been in The Leftovers and Gilded Age, big HBO shows. We mentioned Natasha Rothwell. Parker Posey, who's been in a bunch of like iconic Christopher Guest comedy movies from the 90s alongside the likes of Jennifer Coolidge and Catherine O'Hara. She plays the mom in the Ratliff family, and she already feels like a bit of a scene stealer to me. And it's the Nepo Baby era, so we have to have a Nepo Baby in there. One of the Ratliff kids is played by Patrick Schwarzenegger, who's already grabbing headlines because his dad is Arnold Schwarzenegger, but also he's playing the most abrasive and, if you saw episode 1, possibly creepy and slightly disturbing characters of the new season. So that's just a handful of people. And we do have one other very big name in the mix as
well. And someone that reminds me of you all the time. It's like I said Paris Hilton earlier on and you appeared, but Lisa from Blackpink, she's going solo for her first acting role. How is she in it?
It turns out, and look, not to brag, but I've seen the first 3 episodes, it turns out she's really good. She's credited under her real name, Lalisa Manobal. She plays Mook, who's one of the staff at the White Lotus in Thailand. She has a kind of friendship, possibly more of a relationship with Gaituk, who's one of the security guards there. And their storyline is that thing they always do in White Lotus. It's here's people who actually live in this place and what they're going through. Their scenes are fully in Thai with English subtitles. So you immediately go, oh, this is what life is like for people who actually live and work here versus the pampered Americans that have come through. She's great, very natural on screen, very likable. I think she's having this more grounded kind of normal story compared to the all the Americans so far are not having a great time. She's the second Blackpink girlie to do a HBO show. Mm-hmm. Jennie from the group was on The Idol, which aired last year. But Lisa's actually from Thailand, and in all the interviews with the show so far, she spoke about how nice it was to get a chance to go home, because she's literally all around the world. Her solo album's out in a couple of weeks. She's been busy. So she was like, I got to go home and actually eat Thai food in Thailand for a few months. So that's been fun to watch so far.
Okay, there's always a murder teased at the very beginning of the episode. Yes. And we saw that in the opening scene, and then we flash back to a week later. But there was a bit of a surprise reveal in the first episode, wasn't there?
Yes. So we don't know who the body in the water is at the very start.
Love this.
I mean, the way they shot it, it could literally be anyone, because I did think, will there be a clue? It felt like there was no clues. The biggest reveal in episode one, and one that they managed to keep out of the headlines until the episode aired, is that Tanya's husband, Greg, who appeared in season one and reappeared in season two and is the reason why Tanya died, because he set up the hit on her, he's in the hotel in Thailand.
What?
In episode one, Chelsea, played by Emily Wood, is at the hotel bar. She's had a fight with her boyfriend. She meets this other character called Chloe. Chloe says, oh yeah, my fella's over there. He's angry at me too. That guy, the bald white guy. And they pan over and it's Greg. And the way they play it is kind of slightly like, is that who I think it is?
Yeah.
But it is in fact him. And without giving too much away, in the next couple of episodes, he has a more speaking camera time and you realize, okay, oh, it really is Greg. So immediately we're like, why is the guy who off to Jennifer Coolidge in this resort? He's been apparently staying there for a year with this girlfriend. She mentioned, oh, we've been in Thailand for a year. We come into the White Lotus for dinner every night. So, I mean, could it be that there are other returning characters who might recognize him? I don't know. That's the big kind of twist so far.
Okay, well, it's a big enough twist to kick us off with.
Yes, I think so.
You have obviously, I know you're not going to spoil this on you, but you have seen the next two. Okay, so without giving anything away, like, how is it shaping up?
I have seen people say that it's a bit of a slow burn this year, and I would agree, but I quite like that because that reminds me of the first season, which was a little bit more character driven.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned all the different characters, but I am obsessed with that group of girlfriends. Their dynamic reminds you so much of friendships I've had and friendship groups I've witnessed out in the world. So that alone has kept me going. But we're watching the Americans have a bit of a rough time, and we're getting to know the people who work in the resort, and also having Belinda back is very cool. You see more of her in episode 2 and 3. She's not in much of the first one, so I'm in. I mean, I need to know where it goes, and we're only 3 episodes in, so I'm excited.
Okay, well, that's good. I always enjoy a bit of a slow burn as well in all episodes, because you do get the backstory of everyone.
Exactly.
You're more invested than going through, because when it unfolds, you're like, okay, no, I need these people still in my life.
And the writing is so good that you're like, I could spend like another 12 hours with these people and not be bored, because it feels very well drawn and realistic. So I'm all in. I'm invested.
We've watched worse for 12 hours.
Yes, I certainly have. Yes.
There's already a fourth season confirmed, Connor. Any ideas when that's going to happen?
Yeah, so in January, HBO confirmed they were going to do a fourth season before we even seen a frame of season 3. And in an interview with Deadline last week, Francesca Orsi, who works at HBO, said they are about to kick off location scouting for season 4, and it's looking like it will take place somewhere in Europe. But if you want to enjoy the Thailand madness now, season 3 is on Sky and Now on Mondays. You can also catch it on Sky Atlantic that evening as well.
Fantastic. This is one of my favourite things about The White Lotus, and the way that it's kind of captivated its audience, because every time you go on holidays, you see someone on holidays, you're like, oh, it's like
yes,
The White Lotus.
I know. I'm like, Thailand's going to have a massive tourism bump, not that it needs it, but yeah, I'm off to Thailand after this.
As Connor said, The White Lotus season 3 is available on Sky and Now, and the episodes are out every Monday and they air on Sky Atlantic 2.
Yes.
This again is something that, you know, getting episode by episode, week on week, is something we're going back into again, and it's nice.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, there's just I'm waiting for people to watch 2 and 3 so I can text them and be like, mentioning that, and would you be friends with, like, even I'm like, what would you do if you were friends with them? Like, that's where I am. I'm obsessed.
You've two full weeks.
Lisa will be my best friend, and you have to say yes.
Of course we have to say yes. Connor Bean, thank you so much for joining us this morning. With Laura Fox. Podcast.